Hello and welcome to Focus Westchester, our weekly in-depth look at issues that matter to you, the residents of Westchester and the surrounding area. First, drownings. The latest statistics from a government body make very surprising reading for residents of the reservoir, canal and gravel pit-infested Westchester area. Over the last 12 months, no one from the Westchester region has drowned in lake, river or pond. Good news, you might say. Well, you'd be wrong, according to local frogman Neil Tender, who joins me in the studio.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining us. So you don't have a vested interest in drownings?
Absolutely not. I'm trying to draw attention to the massive waste of public money that's led to a situation where absolutely nobody in a whole year drowns by accident. What that must mean in terms of fencing, warning signs, swimming lessons, people coming into school to tell children to be careful, life belts and the maintenance of waterside paths is just staggering. There has clearly been a massive overspend because in any conurbation of up to 500,000 people, such as Westchester, that's run with the proper priorities, at least two or three people should drown every year.
But surely the fact that no one has drowned is a sign that just enough money has been spent on anti-drowning measures.
I'm afraid there's a huge flaw in that logic. It's like when people don't cook enough food for a dinner party and it all gets eaten and they say they've judged it really well and cooked just enough. No, there should be some left over to show that everyone's full. Similarly, a small number of drownees demonstrates that there hasn't been a vast and irresponsible council overspend on safety provisions.
Surely one death by drowning is one too many.
That's a ridiculous thing to say. Think of the number of old people who'll freeze to death without a heating grant, or school children who'll get run over because there are no traffic lights, because of all the money lavished on keeping the two or three most drown-susceptible Westchestrians alive. Do those people deserve that money, more than a pensioner who spent their life working, watching where they're going and being careful not to fall into water? More than the 40 people in the Westchester area who died last year falling down cliffs?
A disgrace for a relatively flat region.
Can it be only a coincidence that the city's only cliff of any real size is almost completely obscured by drowning awareness slogans? What I'm saying is that everyone has to die, and in a balanced, fair and democratic society, some of them should drown.